The final story that we've got is a really nice paper published in Science. This is from Jennifer Doudna at University of California, Berkeley. And I love this just because of the potential of this story. And this is researchers who've been looking at bacteria and looking at how bacteria use certain molecules like molecular scissors to snip up their DNA and glue it together and helps them develop different characteristics to help them survive. But they've actually looked at these molecular scissors and found out how they work. And they think that possibly you could use this technology to make programmable scissors. So you could cut up human DNA, animal DNA, and basically glue it back together in any kind of way you like.
That's pretty cool. I mean, I think it's kind of what I think of as genetic engineering. I guess you think, oh, you'll just put together whichever bit of the DNA that you want. But actually, in reality, that's not really possible yet. So I suppose this is taking us a little bit closer to real designer genetic tailoring, or whatever you might like to call it.
So I remember when I was in the lab, and this was some time ago now, so things may have changed. But if you wanted to do genetic engineering and stick different bits of DNA together, you had to look at the sequence, and there were only certain sequences that you could cut using enzymes. Things have probably moved on now, but I think there is some restriction in the sequences that you can cut and glue together. So having a different set of technology could really be exciting.
Yeah, and I guess the sort of eventual implications of that would be that you could create these kind of designer organisms, like maybe bacteria that degrade nasty environmental toxins or produce things that we need for drugs or all kinds of exciting applications, because we know that bacteria and fungi have all these abilities, and it's just about, could we harness them to do the things we want, I guess.
Watch this space, I think, because it is still very early days for that. But thank you very much. That's Nell Barry, science writer. And now here's our roundup of the rest of this month's genetics news.